It's Friday, August 2nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, Merak Kanpari, a 65-year-old Iranian Christian woman, was sentenced to 1 year in prison by the Quraj Islamic Revolutionary Court in Iran. This comes after her arrest last Christmas Eve and the confiscation of mobile phones, Bibles, and other Christian materials. After being charged with acting against national security, Kanpari was told to go to a religious leader to be, quote-unquote, instructed to return to Islam. Christianity is extremely restricted in Iran, ranked as the 9th worst nation for Christian persecution by Open Doors. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." Last month, the UK Parliament voted to legalize homosexual unions in Northern Ireland. Sadly, this comes along with the affirmation of the murder of the unborn in Northern Ireland by Parliament. The Worldview spoke to Simon Calvert, Deputy Director of Public Affairs at the Christian Institute in the UK, about how this vote will devastate free speech in Ireland.
So the House of Commons has voted to impose same-sex marriage on Northern Ireland, and they have done so without seeking any guarantees about the protection of freedom of speech and other important freedoms in Northern Ireland. It's very striking that when the same parliament was debating same-sex marriage for England and Wales in 2013, many of those who supported it said that they only did so because they were assured that the bill contained adequate protections for freedom of speech and for religious freedom.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast with more about the state of religious freedom in the UK. Portland, Oregon, known for its hostility to the Christian faith, has now lost 2 cases against street preachers. The Pacific Justice Institute announced their lawyers scored an important victory against the city earlier this month in defending Mark Mayberry of Riddle, Oregon, who was ticketed and banned from a Portland park for sharing the gospel and calling for the end of abortion. The city also lost a case in 2006 when the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an injunction on the city banning the removal of street preachers from city parks. Psalm 140, verses 11 and 12 says, "Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy." The U.S. gross domestic product grew 2.1% in the second quarter of 2019, slightly outpacing Wall Street expectations. Meanwhile, unemployment at 3.7% has fallen to a 50-year low. However, the Federal Reserve began cutting interest rates for the first time since 2008 over concerns about trade tensions with China and slowing economic growth in other countries. President Trump told reporters that the economy is much stronger under his presidency, but criticized the Fed for moving, quote, "far too early and far too severely," end quote. On Wednesday night, CNN hosted a second debate with another 10 Democratic presidential candidates in Detroit, Michigan. Once again, illegal immigration was a hot topic. CNN's Don Lemon started the conversation with a question for Julian Castro, the former San Antonio, Texas mayor and Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Secretary Castro, you think it should no longer be a crime to cross the U.S. border illegally. President Obama's Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, whom you served with, says that is a public declaration that the border is, quote, effectively open to all. How is he wrong?
The only way that we're going to guarantee that we don't have family separations in this country again is to repeal Section 1325 of the Immigration Nationality Act. That is the law that this president, this administration is using to incarcerate migrant parents and then physically separate them from their children.
Vice President Biden, in the first 2 years of the Obama administration, nearly 800,000 immigrants were deported, far more than during President Trump's first 2 years. Would the higher deportation rates resume if you're president?
Absolutely not. I found that the secretary, we sat together in many meetings. I never heard him talk about any of this when he was the secretary. With regard to the secretary's point, if you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
Secretary Castro, please respond.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't. So what we need are politicians that actually have some guts on this issue.
I have guts enough to say his plan doesn't make sense. When people cross the border illegally, it is illegal to do it unless they're seeking asylum. People should have to get in line.
A new Gallup poll found that 40% of Americans believe God created man in his present state, up from 38% in 2017, but slightly down from 44% in 1982. Meanwhile, belief in a, quote, divinely guided evolution, end quote, has fallen from 38% to 33% since 1982, and belief in evolution without God has grown from 9% to 22%. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. How will Christians in Northern Ireland be protected now that sodomy has been affirmed by Parliament? That's the question that we put to Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute. Calvert said that this time around, the same people who had only voted for homosexual unions in the UK in 2013 did not worry about religious freedom like they had 6 years ago.
When they were debating the imposition of same-sex marriage on Northern Ireland, they did not seek the same guarantees. And so they have voted to require same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland without guaranteeing that those liberties will be protected. So there's a lot that's up for grabs right now.
Pray that God will protect his people from persecution over their desires to honor him in the area of marriage. Deuteronomy 20 verse 4 says, "For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you." He spoke of Asher's bakery that was persecuted for declining to make a cake for a homosexual faux marriage.
People might remember the recent case of a Belfast bakery that was sued by the Northern Ireland Equality Commission for refusing to ice a message on a cake in support of same-sex marriage. Now, we're very grateful that eventually we won that case in the UK Supreme Court. But what that tells you is there are some people who think that you really ought to be forced to show your support for same-sex marriage, even if you don't agree with it, or forced to help promote that view at least.
These cases remind us to ask the Lord for the boldness that Peter and John declared in Acts 4, verse 19. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge." Calvert said, "The risk is that there will be those in Northern Ireland who will seek to force people to violate their conscience before God."
And so that is the risk, that in Northern Ireland you may have some people, and there may even be people who run statutory or state bodies, who want to put that kind of pressure on people, on Christians and others who, for reasons of good conscience, simply cannot endorse same-sex marriage.
He said there's a need for amendments to protect Christians.
If you're going to protect those people, then you need to have appropriate amendments to equality law. You may need amendments to public order law in order to protect freedom of speech. And you may need amendments to marriage law to make sure that officiants, people celebrating, officiate at weddings, can't, religious representatives can't be forced to take part in same-sex marriage. All those are the kind of protections that are needed. And so far, none of those protections are guaranteed. Although you can be sure that we and others will certainly be fighting for them when the time comes.
Praise God for men and women at the Christian Institute who hold the line in honoring God. If the devolved Northern Ireland Assembly comes back before October, Calvert said that the Parliament vote will be of no effect.
If the devolved institutions in Northern Ireland are reconstituted, are restored before the 21st of October, then this law passed by Westminster wouldn't come into effect, and it would then be up to the Northern Ireland Assembly itself to debate and vote on a bill on marriage. We would have to wait and see what the Assembly actually did about that. Certainly there are more Assembly members who are in favour of same-sex marriage than there used to be, but you can be sure of is that they would make sure that there are proper protections for religious freedom.
You said it is unclear whether this would happen by October.
Whether the devolved institutions in Northern Ireland will be restored before the 21st of October, far be it from me to make a prediction about that. The devolved government has been stalled for something like 2 years now, and so there are many difficulties to be overcome before the parties could come back together and reinstate devolved government in Northern Ireland.
Calvert mentioned a religious protection that the UK and Wales have for religious freedom that would be greatly needed for Christians in Northern Ireland as well.
When same-sex marriage was introduced in England and Wales, there was something called the Quad Lock, amendments to marriage law to make sure that churches couldn't be forced to officiate at same-sex marriage and couldn't be forced to apply for registration as places to register same-sex marriages. But you also got amendments to equality law. And they're important because, as we know, equality law can be misused to try to take legal action against Christians in these kind of cases. And then we also had amendments made to try to make sure that nobody could try to use the criminal law to try to criminalize the expression of the view that marriage is and only ever can be between one man and one woman.
May the Lord give each Christian in the United Kingdom the strength to trust in the Lord and honor Him, to shine the gospel to the lost, and to uphold the holy word of God, which never changes. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.